The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
A Democrat in the White House, a split Senate, Nancy Pelosi holding the House hostage. What do we do now? The only thing we can, fight. This is Rebuilding the Right, presented by the Salem Radio Network, hosted by Dr. Sebastian Gorka and featuring Mike Gallagher and Dennis Prager.
Welcome back, dear friends. We don't have to have a special focus politically for today's hour on Rebuilding the Right with my friends, my colleagues, my nationally syndicated co-hosts, Dennis Prager and Mike Gallagher. We're going to celebrate a life who made our programs, made our industry what it is today. Of course, we are discussing the passing far too early of Rush Limbaugh. Mike Gallagher, are you with us?
Yep, I am, and it's a sad day. We talk about rebuilding the right, and the right lost a giant today. The country lost a giant. This is, somebody that you love and admire is fighting cancer, and it's bleak. It's stage four. You try to prepare yourself for it, but even when it happens, it's still devastating, and millions and millions of people all over the world grieve. And it's such a joy, Seb, to share a little bit of, insight about what he was like, since I got to work down the hall from him for a few years in the late 90s when I was the morning host at WABC in New York. So, if people have read about Rush being a quiet, shy, sort of complete polar opposite of his on-air persona. All that's true. He was a real gentle, kind, almost socially awkward person.
He was. He was. I told the story in the first hour. I'd been in touch with him via email because he did a little blurb for my first book, and sure, I never met him until a White House Christmas party 2 years ago. And I looked at this person standing, along the wall, just not participating, and I thought that really looks like Rush Limbaugh, but he's not surrounded. There's no entourage. Right. He's not holding forth like some great general. And I went up to him with my wife, and he was just kind of shy, kind of not know what you expected, just standing there with his glass of wine and just,
minding his own business.
Yes.
Here's a memory that I'll never forget, and it always makes me remember how, no matter how many years we're in this goofy business we're in, any aspect of life, you can always work hard to get better. He came out of the studio one afternoon at 2 Penn Plaza, 3 o'clock. At that time, I was going to do the afternoon show one day, and he came out of the studio. I said, "How'd the show go?" And just a kind of a, you say to Rush Limbaugh, "How's the show going?" That's like Michelangelo, "How was the painting?" "How'd the show go?" And he said to me, "I wasn't really happy with it today. I really wasn't very pleased with how it went." And I remember thinking, this is Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah.
This is the giant of our business. And the lesson that I took away, and to this day, after 40-plus years in this business, I remind myself we can always get better. Even Rush had days where he felt he could have been better at it, and that's just one of those memories I'm going to always cherish and treasure. You know, for a radio guy, Seb, and you're a radio guy, you grew up listening under the covers to radio, and you know, you dreamed about doing what you do so masterfully today, and you do. You are so skilled and so you know, treasured at the job you're doing. Same with me. I mean, I grew up listening to Larry King and dreamed about being in talk radio. So for a guy like me to get hired at WABC and work down the hall from Limbaugh was like getting to meet the Wizard of Oz. You know, it was like, this is it. You know, it doesn't get any better than this. And he was kind and gracious. Let me tell you a quick story about how they put me out in the hallway. Phil Boyce can relate to this because Phil, of course, was my program director, still, you know, is our boss now at Salem Radio Network. But I worked for him at WABC. And they put me in a cubby in the hallway, which I thought was kind of weird. I'm like, gosh, I'm the big deal, right? I'm supposed to be the morning guy. They didn't care. It's New York City. You're WABC. And Rush came by, and he laughed, and he said, they got you in a cubby in the hall. He goes, they did that to me, too. There was a guy named Fred who ran this place who hated me. It was, and they were forced to take me because he came from Sacramento, you remember.
Yeah.
And New York, it was all part of a crammed-down corporate deal. And he said, the guy told me, you're never going to make it. You're terrible. I don't know what you're even doing here. And they put me out in the cubby in the hall to try to and he goes, you just got to keep your head down, Gallagher, and you got to go with your gut and go with your instincts, and you'll be just fine.
So Mike Gallagher, the man who shared the same cubbyhole, the same closet as Rush Limbaugh. Follow him right now at Radio Talker Mike. Dennis Prager, Mike has called us. Called our business a goofy business. Whether it's goofy or not, I don't know. Tell us what it means to you that we've heard this news today, that the man who really reinvigorated make conservative talk radio possible has gone at the age of 70.
Well, as I said on my show, the talk radio in the United States and conservative talk radio, which is most talk radio, because, and by the way, there's a reason for that, and the reason is that there is no need for left-wing talk radio. all communications in America are left-wing.
Right.
So it's to pile on after PBS, NPR, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, et cetera, is just superfluous. So he is the father of our work, and I mentioned on my show, whenever I have a conservative from Europe as a guest on my show, I mention at some point in the interview that they are the big difference between America and their country is talk radio. We have that and they don't.
Right.
And they all agree that's the big difference. So to say that he has made a huge difference is to simply understate the case.
But isn't it remarkable that despite the $500 million a year that NPR gets, despite the money that flows into left-wing media, they couldn't find a Rush Limbaugh? That there is no left-wing radio host that comes within you know, miles of what Rush managed to create, Dennis.
Look, the truth is, this will sound self-serving, but I don't care. There is no left-wing version of any of us. The three of us on here, our whole Salem crew. Tell me a left-wing version of any of us.
I can't.
Okay, so, and there's a reason. They're a herd. The herd doesn't produce any exemplary individuals. That's the definition of the herd. To be an exemplar means you have to think out of the box. You can't be a part of a herd. We're not part of a conservative herd. We differ with each other on a whole number of things. We have different emphases. Some of us are religious. Some of us are secular. Some of us are Jewish. Some of us are Catholic. Some of us are evangelical Protestant. We're all, I mean, one thing you could say, and certainly about Rush, who exemplified it, is we're all individuals. They can't produce a Rush.
No.
Because as soon as you become an individual, you leave the herd, you leave the left.
Mike?
And guys, if I may inject, there's also really no conservative version of Rush either. He will never be replaced because, you know, now you guys, I always say Dennis is one of my favorite people in the universe. Seb, you guys have such great cheer and such charm and warmth. Rush made conservatism fun. You know,
yes.
He had so much humor and so much goodwill and joy in what he did, you know, and they went after him every minute of every hour of every day and every year. But there's only one Rush, you know, just because we're conservative. But we all have jobs, fellas, probably because of him, because Rush saved radio. He saved AM radio where most of us are, you know, most of our stations are AM affiliates. He saved that whole channel, that whole band, because of the explosion of the Rush Limbaugh show in the 80s, early 80s. And, you know, so, you know, it's just, this is just an epic loss, not just for radio, of course, and we're all sort of, you know, grieving about the industry, but the country, just an incredible, incredible icon. And it was nice to see, if I can be a little bit magnanimous here, the White House issuing a statement, you know, grieving with everybody else. So I can guarantee you, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, no fans of Rush Limbaugh, but this transcends that. It's a big deal.
He's Mike Gallagher. Follow him at Radio Talker Mike. Also, my fellow colleague, Dennis Prager, at Dennis Prager on Twitter, and most importantly, PragerU.com, Prager University, one of the most important establishments in America today. This is Rebuilding the Right on the Salem Radio Network with me, Sebastian Gorka, celebrating the legacy that is Rush Limbaugh's.
I have said, I don't know how many times, conservatism is an intellectual pursuit. And by that, I mean, liberalism's easy. Liberalism is the most gutless, easy choice. It's not even a choice. Liberalism is just, you feel it. And there's nothing hard about it at all. You don't even have to do anything. You just have to notice suffering and talk about how, and you're great. Big-hearted, compassionate person. You haven't done diddly squat about it. In fact, you may be even the cause of it. But you get all this credit for compassion and caring, but you don't have to do anything. And you don't ever have to propose solutions. No. Just the acknowledgement of the suffering alone makes you a good person.
Yeah, that is the quintessence of virtue signaling. Rush Limbaugh explaining back in 2016 the difference between left and right, and that being a liberal, being a leftist, is a gutless choice. There's somebody who has lots of guts, and he makes these radio shows possible, including America First, and his name is Mike Lindell. They're trying to cancel, as we speak, they're trying to cancel him. More than 20 companies are refusing to stock his products, including Dollar General, Kroger's, The Shopping Channel, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, and now CVS. Send a message to the cancel culture left by ordering with Mike today. He's got over 100 products made in America. Tell them what you think of them. Use my name, G-O-R-K-A, to get 60% off MyPillow.com. Call 800-829-8468. Tell them what you think of their fascistic cancel culture. That's 800-829-8468, MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. We are back. It's Rebuilding the Right with my colleagues, with my Salem buddies, Mike Gallagher and Dennis Prager. Dennis, this analysis that being a leftist today is the easy choice, the lazy choice. How on the money was Rush with that comment?
It's 100% accurate. The default position in the United States at a university, at a broadcast station outside of talk radio, TV, newspapers, Hollywood, the default position is left. And that's part of the reason that almost all Hollywood stars are on the left I know this will sound like an insult. It is not meant as an insult, but I'll let the chips fall where they may. They are not thinkers, okay?
Yeah.
They are great actors and actresses, and I salute that. I think acting is a great profession. I love their work. But they have taken on in the last 30, 40 years the belief that because they are famous, they are wise. By the way, it applies to Bill Gates, who's a moron, in my opinion. Truly, I mean, literally a moron. If Bill Gates told me it was raining outside, I would believe that he meant it, but I wouldn't be sure that we had the same definition of rain.
You wouldn't leave your umbrella at home.
Right. Well, I would check. That's my point. So there is this belief: if you're famous, you're wise. If you're rich, you're wise, because there's so little wisdom in the society, which is my lifelong lament. And he's right, therefore, that the default position, if you are not a thinker, is the left. All you have to do, as he pointed out, is feel for the poor, feel for the downtrodden, feel for the persecuted. And, of course, that includes, by definition, every person who is not white, male, Christian, heterosexual. Everybody else is essentially prosecuted and persecuted in this country. So that's the default position. You don't have to think to take a left-wing position. I want to help the poor. But you don't help the poor. That's the point.
Yes.
We help the poor. That is the whole point. It was the hated Donald Trump who blacks the dignity of work than any president in history. But it doesn't mean a damn thing to the left.
It's the easy choice. It's the lazy choice. And it really doesn't change anything. We're talking to Dennis Prager and Mike Gallagher, my fellow syndicated hosts here on the Salem Radio Network. Mike, what was for you, as somebody who's been in the business, I asked him, since 1978, there must have been something that, I know you try and, you know, you're not replicating, but you two do the hard job. I have guests every hour. You barely ever have a guest like Rush didn't. What was special about what he did? For me, I can't explain it more than, I think his brain was wired differently. He just made connections other people didn't. What did Rush Limbaugh mean to Mike Gallagher?
Well, everything, because the story in terms of how he came about and how he made it to the top was this journey as a marketing manager at the Kansas City Royals baseball team. And he had this, you know, like all of us, sort of a wide ranging life of different jobs, but then wound up in Sacramento where he really hit his mark. And he, you know, he always, all of the humor for those of you in Rio Linda, this means, you know, and he, just having such joy in what he did. It was the fun. You know, guys, we always talk about such serious things, and we're in serious times right now, and the country's hurting, and between the pandemic and weather and blackouts and all this stuff, and the Biden administration and gun control and all. He just had a joy about going into that studio and never underestimate or minimize how funny he was. This is a funny guy. I mean, the comic routines, he didn't have teams and teams of writers. He didn't have scores of people writing scripts for him. As you said, Seb, it was his mind. It was his intellect. It was his wit. It was his uniqueness and the way he just tackled tough issues with such aplomb and such relish. I just, there's never going to be another one like him. And
does that mean you're worried? Are you worried for conservative radio?
Of course I am. Well, I'm not worried. I mean, I think conservative radio is going to be fine. I'm worried for the country. This guy, you know, he sort of, you know, this, without any self-deprecation, called himself America's anchorman. And he was. In many ways, he was. And, you know, the hatred and the vitriol that inevitably will come with the passing of a conservative figure like this. Remember, if they're directing that to him, that's how they feel about you. It's how they feel about us. It's how they feel about millions and millions of Americans. But yet he always sort of shrugged all that off and laughed it off and just kept until the end, too. I mean, I just saw something online that he took a, you know, he took a criticism of Joe Biden a week or two ago. You know, to the end, he was a Trump loyalist. The president honoring him with the Medal of Freedom right after his diagnosis last year. It was an amazing moment. I think the country was cheering for Rush at the time, and the country is now mourning his passing.
We're going to play a clip from that incredible event when he was sitting in the gallery and Melania Trump presented him with the highest civilian honor any American can receive. We're talking to Mike Gallagher. Follow him at Radio Talker Mike. Also, Dennis Prager. Follow him at Dennis Prager on Twitter. Also, co-star of No Safe Spaces, along with Adam Carolla and the creator, the founder of the invaluable Prager University. Follow them at PragerU.com. We are celebrating the life, the achievements, and the legacy of the man that made shows like ours and conservative talk radio the powerhouse that it is today, Rush Limbaugh. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is Rebuilding the Right. Don't touch that dial. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001, and the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
Today, when I first saw the first polling after Trump and Melania down the escalator, I said, he's the nominee. It's gonna happen. I felt it. You know why? Because I know the bond. I saw those rallies. I saw the bond that Trump had with his voters. The media didn't create that. He did. You know, I did versions of that when my show started, traveling around 48 weekends a year for the first 2 years, trying to get my radio show established. And I saw a similar success track. And nobody can blow up that bond that Trump voters have. The Washington establishment to this day does not understand Donald Trump. They don't understand his voters, and they're not curious to find out why.
So very true. He knew it. Rush knew it 2 days after they came down the escalators, and the swamp still doesn't understand. And it was great to hear the 45th president, almost right after the news was announced. He had a long telephone interview with Fox News, paying tribute to Rush. I just want to share, I mean, this hour that we do every Wednesday with my esteemed colleagues is called Rebuilding the Right. And I have to ask your response, Dennis and Mike. So as soon as I broke the news on my social media feeds, the left came out of the woodwork. Here's a couple of messages. Number one, his death is sad. The extent to which he sowed misinformation and cynicism into the minds of Americans is tragic. He is not worth revering. Another one that was sent to me when I announced the death of Rush Limbaugh, a message I received, can you go ahead and follow suit? Thank you. Dennis, how much of our challenge in rebuilding the right is how we can deal with, we can inoculate America from the hatred that the left functions on and is fueled by?
I'm just reeling it. Can you follow suit?
Yeah, can you die? Right.
Right. You know, I get, if I may use that for a moment and then go back to Rush. So we all, obviously, every one of us in public life, but so we get our share of hate mail. And every so often I get an email that just is filled with obscenities and telling me what I should do with various orifices and organs. And so I actually respond on occasion if they leave an actual email address. And I say, I'd just like to know, are you married and do you have children? And I'm dead serious about this.
And I
even explain why I'm asking. I said, there are public figures I loathe, but I would be so embarrassed to write what you wrote and have either of my children see it. Sincerely yours, Dennis Prager.
Well done.
And so I would be embarrassed if one of my sons knew that I had written to, Chris Cuomo, I hope you die. My sons would say, Dad, that's so not like you. The other thing is what you mentioned. The hatred in this country is virtually a one-way street.
Yes.
I was going to say about Rush. You know, Rush and I were always on at the same hours. So I obviously couldn't hear him live, at least, almost ever, unless I took a day off, in which case I would try to listen to him. But I never heard hatred.
No.
It doesn't compare to stuff you hear regularly on MSNBC.
Mike, we've got 60 seconds in this segment. The haters. Do you have a strategy for the haters?
Ignore them. You know, I mean, there's no, this isn't even, I don't want to think about them. I want to think about the joyful moments I've had. Let me tell you one quick story in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
I started out in radio many, many years ago in Greenville, South Carolina. And Rush, of course, was carried on the station. I was the program director. And we hosted him for one of his Rush to Excellence tours. And he did that all around the country. He would fill up stadiums and arenas with fans. And Rush and the local host there, who is also sadly not with us anymore, Russ Castle, and I retreated to Rush's hotel suite, I'll never forget it, in downtown Greenville. And we swapped stories and talked about the country and the world till
20
5
seconds.
In the morning.
Five in the morning with Rush?
All night long in the hotel room,
what,
just talking
what,
about
what,
after his concert. It was incredible.
What more stories? Do we have to wait 40 minutes to get that one? First, he's in the corridor in the same closet as Rush. Now he's partying till 5 a.m. What are we going to get in the next segment? I don't know. But he's Mike Gallagher. We're together with Dennis Prager here on Rebuilding the Right on the Salem Radio Network. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Are you the healthiest you could be? Do what I do every single day. Take Dr. Douglas Howard's Balance of Nature. Just three little capsules, red for fruit, three little green capsules for vegetables that give me 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Some things which, you know, honestly, I probably wouldn't get around to eating because kale is just evil. It's a fact of life. But you need to eat those things to be the healthiest you can be. And Dr. Howard is going to give you 35% off and free shipping if you use my name today. Call 800-246-8751. That number again, 800-246-8751. Or just go to balanceofnature.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. And one of the greatest things, if you become a regular customer of Balance of Nature, you get free access at the end of a phone line to a health consultant. How great is that? Be the healthiest you can be. Balanceofnature.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. Back with Dennis and Mike after these messages.
None of this that is happening on the left is random. They are not the result of the left being offended by individual acts. For example, Antifa didn't show up in Charlotte because they found out something was going to happen that offended them. They showed up in Charlotte to create mayhem and cause hell. They showed up in Ferguson, Missouri to do the same thing. They showed up in Baltimore to do the same thing. And wherever they show up today and tomorrow and next week, it's by design, on purpose, has an objective and an agenda. And that agenda is to erase American history. If enough Americans can be persuaded of all of that, that America is inherently racist, that America is and has been a lie, then it's over. That's what we are in the midst of here.
Rush Limbaugh talking about how Charlottesville fits into a much larger mission to falsify American history so that a certain political elite can maintain power forever. This is Rebuilding the Right on the Salem Radio Network with my good friends, fellow national hosts, Mike Gallagher and Dennis Prager. Dennis Prager, who is the author of The Rational Bible, co-star, I love it, I've got buddies who are stars, co-star of No Safe Spaces and also the founder of Prager University. Dennis, how are we? He said at the end of that audio cut, Rush said, if they succeed, it's done. America's over. Where are we in this battle? Speak truthfully about our shared history.
I am in a daily internal debate. The very fact that I'm even saying it out loud and saying it to a large audience is something I debate. But I have gambled on transparency for 35 years, and it's been good for me. So here goes. I don't cheer up my audience without reason to do so. I believe that Rush was right. If they succeed in having Americans believe that America has been a fraud, which is what they believe, then it is over. I mean, America is an idea. It's not an ethnicity.
Yeah.
Swedish is an ethnicity. Tutsi and Hutu, their ethnicities. But America is an idea. If the idea is shown to be a fraud, or at least lived as fraudulently, then it's over. He's right. So we are in the battle, literally, of our life for this country. And he understood that. You understood it. Mike understands it. All of us in talk radio understand it.
Mike, you're not a biblical exegete. You have...
How do you spell exegete?
Carefully. Okay. You have tripped the light fantastic. You are very much a man of performance. You've sung in musicals. Talk to us about how this remaking of American history, this falsification, has permeated culture. You know, Broadway, the arts. Where are we in that culture war? I know COVID has changed everything, but do you see any sparks of hope in terms of speaking the truth through the arts?
Well, that's what's sad about going back to Rush's passing for a moment, because he was a type of performance art. He took very serious ideas and conservative principles, and he made it palatable for millions and millions of people. So his passing, in a way, sort of reminds us that, you know, it's not just the left that gets to own the arts and gets to own performance in that space. And that's maybe why they hated him so, because he was so good at it, and he made it. He made radio entertaining and enjoyable. You know, the arts, I've always argued this. Why is it just the left that gets to own television and Hollywood and the literary world, broadcasting? And so he broke that. He shattered that. But you know, I listen to you guys every single day, and Dennis in particular is constantly reminding us about how the left owns academia. And your child goes away at age 18 and might come back at 22 a whole different person based on the indoctrination and the the agenda of the professors. And so all of that, but there's an awareness now. There's an awakening, and there's a transparency that we've never had before. And so we're able to identify it, thanks to hopefully voices of clarity that we believe possess, and our listeners, and we're able to kind of break up the narrative and change the narrative, one that they've owned forever.
Dennis, what is the most important thing we should take away with us as the keystone of Russia's legacy moving forward?
You have to speak out.
Yeah.
I live on Earth. I don't live in outer space. I'm aware of the fact that for many people, speaking out, which means just posting a conservative column on their Facebook page, can mean ostracization, loss of friends, alienation from relatives, and perhaps even being fired. So it's easier for me to say, because I'm paid to speak out. I fully acknowledge that. As the three of us, that is true. Nevertheless, unless there is some true threat, like I don't want you to lose your livelihood, I don't. But otherwise, 74 million people voted for Donald Trump. If 70, no, forget 70. If 10 million, one out of seven, spoke out,
yeah,
it would be an earthquake in this country.
Such an incredibly powerful thought. Just a fraction of those who voted for the 45th president said, from this day forward, I will not just keep my head down, as was the case that of my parents' generation behind the Iron Curtain. I'm not going to hold my tongue. I'm not going to be afraid. I'm going to speak the truth every place I am, not just on social media. Then it would be. It would be a true sea change for our nation. We're talking to Dennis Prager, author of The Rational Bible, my fellow co-host on the Salem Radio Network, and Mike Gallagher. Follow them at Dennis Prager and also on Radio Talker Mike on Twitter. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is Rebuilding the Right from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, 100% drug-free pain relief that actually works. How do I know that? Because I've lived it now for 2 years. I had a lower back pain issue that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor 2 weeks later. Yes, 2 weeks later, I was pain-free, and that was 2 years ago, and I'm still pain-free. Don't you deserve to find out if you could be liberated from your daily pain like tens of thousands of other Americans? I think you do. There's only one way to find out. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. Call them on 800-500-8384. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening, just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me and thousands of your fellow Americans. Relieffactor.com, 800-500-8384. What have you got to lose? Accept the pain. ReliefFactor.com.
Despair is un-American. It's time to rebuild the right. Here is your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
We are celebrating, remembering the great Rush Limbaugh. What is the most important part of his legacy? For me, I think it is telling the truth every single day. My fellow hosts, Mike Gallagher and Dennis Prager, would you elucidate, would you just expand on that in the last couple of minutes we have? Fighting the good fight is your motto, Mike. How important is the truth for every American, not just radio show hosts?
Man, as Dennis says all the time, clarity matters, truth matters. And my heart today is with Rush's wife, Catherine, who actually went on the radio show to announce Rush's passing. She spent a few minutes, sharing the news with Rush's, yes, millions of fans. And she said, He was polite and respectful to everyone he met. Even most recently when he was not feeling well in the hospital, he was so appreciative to every single doctor and nurse and custodian. Despite being one of the most recognized, powerful people in the world, she said, Rush never let the success change his core or beliefs. May we all live by that credo to stay true to our beliefs and tell the truth and just stay at it. Fight the good fight.
We played her words today, and they were so very moving. Dennis, are you still with us?
Yes.
Is courage the most important thing?
Well, I have. It is, but I've talked about that a lot. I will end with an anecdote that I've never shared. We were together once, and I got him privately in a room that we were in, and I was undergoing a divorce, and he had divorced, and I said, so how did it affect you? You have a lot of conservative listeners, you have a lot of Christian listeners. How did that affect you, did it affect your thinking about divorcing? And I don't remember word for word. I remember the upshot. The upshot was, I never think about that, Dennis. And it was so powerful. He did not think, what does my audience want to hear?
Mm.
He asked every day, what do I believe is important to say? That's a big deal.
Yeah. When you allow what you think others think of you to drive what you will say, that way leads corruption, that way leads perdition. Either the truth is the truth, irrespective of what a mortal human being thinks of another mortal human being, or it is not, and there is no truth. And that is why we are here every single day with these incredible people who have taught me so much and teach me so much every single day. I'm indebted to my good friends, Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, and Dennis's muse as well. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. You've been listening to Rebuilding the Right. Share it with your friends. The message: stand tall, speak the truth. Our nation deserves it, as does our Creator. I've had Ilan Surlovich, an immigrant entrepreneur and American success story, on our show multiple times before. He's the CEO of Eggard Watches, and he stands out for all the right reasons. Ilan's company creates exceptional products like the Police Watch. Ilan cares about American values and has his own voice. I watched some of the powerful videos on the Eggard website recently. You need to visit his site yourself to see all the conservative short films that his team have created. What is Freedom is the first short film you'll see posted. Ilan put his company on the line to take a stance on the hot-button issue of censorship. It is so refreshing to see a business take a stand on principle. But this is not the first time that they have taken risks. Ilan was awarded the Fox Patriot Award after he stood up for police, releasing a film during the Defund the Police movement called Speak the Truth. Finally, he made a video celebrating men called What is a Man? In response to the Gillette Corporation painting a picture of toxic masculinity through one of their ad campaigns. Again, all of these videos can be accessed on the front page of the Eggard website. Most of all, Eggard makes incredible watches. They feel much more expensive than they are. Ilan gave me a wonderful discount for 15% off to share using the promo code GORKA at checkout. So please check him out at eggardwatches.com. That's EGARD, eggardwatches.com. Come for the impressive watches and stay for the conservative films. EGARD, watches.com.